Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to this 1,000th episode celebration of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Oh, what a great time we had. This is celebrated as a live event with special guests, live guests, recorded guests. We had a giveaway. We just had a great time, and I wanted to share this celebration with everyone on the recorded portion of the podcast as well. Today is part two. And I'm telling you, folks, we had a great time. If you missed it, well, you're going to get to catch it right here. All right, so we're going to jump back into this 1,000th episode celebration right now. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? Right now, we are going to go to a couple of videos, people that were not able to join us live, but they sent us in congratulatory videos. So the first one is from a good friend of mine, Aaron Walker. Now, I met Aaron Walker at the Podcast Movement Conference in 2018 in Philadelphia, same one where I met John Lee Dumas and Mark Asquith at. And our podcast was selected prior to the conference as one of just a few that they were going to allow to conduct a live podcast from their Podcast Movement stage. Praise the Lord. So we even had the favor of God back then. And Aaron Walker, I talked to him about coming on the stage with me and allowing me to interview him. And he says, sure, he'd be willing to do that. And he was the person I interviewed live from the stage at the Podcast Movement Conference in front of about 4,000 people or so. Anyway, let's go ahead and bring up his video.
Hi, my name is Aaron Walker. I'm a life and business coach, and I help ordinary men become extraordinary in all they do. And I want to take a moment and congratulate my friend Bob with his 1,000th episode. Man, that is such a milestone today. Most people don't make it past 20 or 30 episodes, and Bob has hung in there for 1,000 episodes. Man, you need to give it up for Bob right now. Listen, what a great opportunity it was for me to be a guest on the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. I had the distinct privilege of sitting across the table at Podcast Movement with Bob and him interviewing me about my life from success to significance. Bob, I just want to reach out today, buddy, and say you have knocked it out of the park. Way to go. Keep up the good work with adding value to all of our lives. There's no way our life would be the same without the content that you've put out in now these 1,000 episodes. Congratulations, man. My hat is off to you.
Praise the Lord. Aaron is a life and business coach, founder of The View from the Top and Iron Sharpens Iron Mastermind. And, he's just got it all together. His life story is like a dream. It really is. I mean, he was bankrupt and all that stuff, and then he pulled himself back up, and he's the view from the top. Praise the Lord. So amen. So go to theviewfromthetop.com for more information on him. All right. Next up is Joe Pardo. Joe is a very special guest. He's a good friend of mine. He's unable to make it live, it appears, but he sent in a video as well. And Super Joe Pardo is what he goes by. Joe, he hosts the, it's called the Independent Podcast Conference. Started off as the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference. And that was one of the first podcast conferences I was selected to speak at. And that's where I met him at. And we became good friends. We stay in touch all the time. Because of COVID, he wasn't able to, in the past 2 years, hold the conference up on the East Coast, Philadelphia, Atlantic City, somewhere in those areas where he usually holds it. But we still held it. It was just virtual conference instead of the in-person conference. But hopefully we'll get back together again soon, maybe next year, and do the conference live. But Joe Pardo, Super Joe is what he goes by, is a profit strategist and brings a whole series of strategy, applications, and execution planning to every entrepreneur and team or business that he works with. He's the founder of the Super Joe Pardo Show on YouTube and the Independent Podcast Conference. Joe focuses on putting the right methods into the best practices in order to bring about the personalized solutions for each and every client. So let's go to the video with Super Joe Pardo.
Hey, I'm Super Joe Pardo from superjoepardo.com and indiepodcon.com. I just wanted to send out a huge congratulations to Robert on his 1,000th episode of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. You made it. Ding, ding. That is an incredible accomplishment, and I can't wait to see what you do with your next 1,000 episodes, Robert. As a content creator myself, I know the day in and day out struggles that we deal with as content creators, and to get to 1,000 episodes is absolutely incredible. Keep up the great work, Robert.
Pardo, everyone. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, let's see. I just wanted to talk with you a minute about the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. I mean, this podcast started basically as a way for me to interview the broadcasters on our radio station, Evangelism Radio. And that was it. I mean, that was the whole purpose in the podcast. I started it way back in 2017, but it was really hit and miss that first year. I might do one interview this month, and none next month, then two the following month, and maybe skip 2 months and do two or three and then skip a month. It was just hit and miss. Then I was approached by a publicist who had a Christian author releasing a new book. Said, would you like to interview him? I said, yeah, sure. That'll work. And that changed the entire dynamics of this podcast. Okay, now I do interviews with Christian influencers, authors, recording artists, CEOs, nonprofit leaders, business owners, business executives, missionaries, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders too. Praise God. Okay, that initial interview with an author started in January 2018, and in less than 4 years' time, here we are at 1,000 episodes. I mean, that first year, I don't even think I did 10 all year. So basically, we started this in 2008 to January 2018, and here we are now, 1,000 episodes. Amen. Now, in addition, I was informed by one of our live guests, he'll be on in a little bit, Tom Donnan, a little bit after we did an interview with him, he said, hey, did you see this? And it was a link to Listen Notes. Now, Listen Notes is kind of like the Nielsen ratings of podcasts, okay? And Listen Notes has ranked the Kingdom Crossroads podcast in the top half of 1% of all podcasts in the world. That's out of 2,744 plus thousand podcasts, we're in the top half of 1%. Now, that's just the favor of God. We serve a God who has blessed this ministry in so many different ways. Amen? Now, I want to bring on a video for Dominic Brightman. Praise the Lord. Let me play this video for Dom. This was sent in to us. Dom Brightman and I, we've known each other for, gosh, 6-7 years anyway. I met him through Toastmasters a few years back, and we immediately hit it off. And he's a good friend of mine now. We've spoken at several different business and leadership conferences together. Everyone calls him Dom, Dominic Brightman. Dom is what his friends call him. He is a certified self-leadership expert with the John Maxwell team. He empowers others using humor and life experiences. He's authored numerous books and appeared on many media outlets, including Fox 45 here in Baltimore, and in the Toastmasters International magazine. They featured him. And he hosts the Going North podcast, interviewing authors from around the world. Here's a video of my good friend, Dominic Brightman.
This is Dominic Dom Brightman, host of the Going North podcast, and congrats to my friend and fellow brother in Christ, Pastor Bob Thibodeau, on 1,000 episodes of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. Man, oh man, my goodness. Like, this is one heck of an accomplishment, because a lot of podcasts don't even make it to 10, 20, 30, or even 100 episodes. But you, my friend, 100x'd a lot of other podcasts, and you do great work, phenomenal work. I've had the distinct honor to be on your podcast twice, and you even do the voice or a couple of my intros on my own show, the Going North podcast. And I am eternally grateful for you and all the work that you do to help fellow Christian authors, Christian business owners, to get their voices out there, spread the word out about the good work that the Lord has allowed us to do on this planet Earth while we are still here alive and well before it's time to get to that next realm of living. So keep going north to your greatness, my friend. And to anyone who's listening to this right now, let this be an example that you too can make success happen for you and your life, my friends. Advance others to advance yourself, and let's keep going north to episode 2000.
Dominic Brightman, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciate that, Dom. For more information on Dom Brightman, go to DominicBrightman.com. Amen. Next video was sent in by a great woman of God who I had the blessed privilege to interview on our podcast. Then I was invited to speak on her podcast, a video podcast. And I had such a blessed time. She's really a great woman. Dorothy Graham O'Dell is an author, a podcaster, a life coach who's on a mission to help other women overcome challenges and live a life, just a fulfilled life. She's also the founder of the Overcomer Academy and author of The Overcomer, Facing Challenges with Faith and Courage. Here's the video from Dorothy Graham O'Dell.
Congratulations, Kingdom Crossroads podcast, on your 1,000th episode. That is truly amazing. This is Dorothy O'Dell from the Unstoppable Overcomers podcast, and it was an absolute privilege and honor to have you on our show. And I just know that you guys are, what you're doing for the Kingdom of Christ is absolutely phenomenal. And I know that you are going to reach thousands of people and have another 1,000 episodes. So I just wish you all the best. And I know that you are doing amazing things, and just really keep pressing into what God has for you, because you're doing amazing. And I just wanted to thank you again for allowing me to be on your podcast as well. And truly an honor and a privilege to work alongside you, Robert. Congratulations, and here's to another 1,000 more.
Graham O'Dell, ladies and gentlemen. For more information, or you want to get in touch with Dorothy, go to our website, unstoppableovercomers.com. That's unstoppableovercomers.com. Next up, oh, praise God, here we go. It's a great friend of mine, not just a friend, but a spiritual partner that, well, our friendship has gone on for 20 plus years now. Pastor Mike Hall is founder of Hope for Haiti. It's a ministry effort that supports and works down in the nation of Haiti. He supports a Christian school there and helps with all sorts of mission works for that impoverished nation. Pastor Mike believes in our ministry so much, he's the vice president of our ministry. Praise God. Freedom Through Faith Ministries, Freedom Faith Radio Network. He's my personal advisor as well. Amen. And I'm on his board of directors for his ministry too. So help me welcome to the program, Pastor Mike Hall. Amen. Pastor? How are you there?
Well, hello there, Bob. And let me just say right out of the gate, Congratulations.
Amen. Appreciate it, brother.
What an amazing, wonderful, awesome, fantastic accomplishment to get to 1,000. I was just sitting here thinking about all the hard work, and all the guests before me have pretty much said it all, but I echo everything they say. I know what it is to do what you've done, and you've done it at a whole different level. So amen. Really proud of you, man.
Amen. Appreciate it, Pastor. And Lassie, you've been there just about every step of the way.
Yeah, we actually go back. I was thinking about it. We go back to the 90s.
Yeah.
That for some on here, that may be the dark ages. But our friendship began in, I think, somewhere in the late 90s, when you first showed up to the church I pastored. And we've been together through the years, through all the ups and downs. And, yeah, through the things. And so I value our friendship, and first and foremost, our friendship. But also our partnership in ministry and in the things that we're doing and are going to be doing. But again, this 1,000, wow, what a milestone.
Amen. And Pastor, just bring us up to date real quick on what's happening in Haiti right now and what life is like down there.
Well, life in Haiti is not good, Bob. I'm sure that most of you have probably heard the news about the 17 people that were kidnapped by this rogue gang that evidently have been doing this kind of thing for a while, demanding amazing ransom. Honestly, I haven't heard lately, but they've been holding them in captivity now for quite a while. And that just kind of summarizes what's going on there. Many, 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 many millions of dear people who they live in an environment where the opportunity doesn't exist like it does here in the U.S. of A. But they're hardworking people. And living under very extreme circumstances. And what I noticed when I was there, the numerous trips that I took, I saw believers in Christ who had joy in the midst of real poverty, as we would describe it. So they're struggling, without a doubt.
Amen, amen. And you also have a Facebook Live type of podcast that is reaching some remote parts of the world. Praise the Lord. And tell us about your podcast.
Okay. So there are a couple things. We have done over 270 15-minute podcasts. They're focused on Bible teaching. And then we have a YouTube channel, a Sharing Real Hope YouTube channel. Doing business as Sharing Real Hope. We have a Facebook page, a Facebook ministry page, and so we've been live streaming on both platforms, the Facebook simultaneously and the YouTube channel. Been doing that now for, I would say, a year and a half or so, and we've been targeting what is known as the 1040 window. That's between the 10th and the 40th latitude that cuts across northern Africa over into Asia. Inside the 1040 window are the most unreached people groups. So we've targeted some countries inside of there, specifically right now, 7 countries. I live stream on Sunday mornings and Wednesday mornings. Again, been doing it about a year and a half, and target that and then boost our posts into that. And we've had incredible results, incredible numbers, incredible responses, and real organic live back and forth with them, including the country of Afghanistan prior to the U.S. pulling out and after the U.S. pulling out. Amen. It's been incredible to see the kind of response that we've had in those live streams, Bob.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how can they do that? How can they get a hold of you?
Best way to reach me is they could send me an email. It's sharingrealhope@gmail.com. They can also check out our website, sharingrealhope.org.
Amen.
Yeah, so you get that theme going there. or they could check out our YouTube channel. There's tons of content on there right now, and that's Sharing Real Hope as well.
Amen, amen.
And thanks for asking.
Yep, I appreciate it, Pastor. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Mike Hall. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, all right, next up. Oh, get ready. Tom Donnan is next up. Now, I want to introduce you to Tom. He's a great friend of this ministry, a good friend of mine. Tom, if you're a fan of this podcast, you've heard my interviews with Tom Donnan. He comes on about once a month or so. We discuss, you know, end time events, Bible prophecy, and how it all relates to things that you see happening in the news and all around us. Now, Tom is an author, evangelist. He's my good friend. Help me welcome to the program, Tom Donnan. Tom?
Hey, Pastor Bob.
There
congratulations
on
your 1,000th episode.
Amen.
I'm doing wonderfully well.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your program, and thank you for being part of this celebration. Whoa, it's exciting stuff.
Amen. Amen. It's the Lord blessing. That's all I can say. I mean, you know, I share this with people all the time. They've heard me talk about it before that, you know, if 10 years ago, 12 years ago, actually, 2009, if the Lord said, okay, I want you to do this 30-minute online radio program called a podcast today, if I want you to do this, and in 10 years, this is where you're going to be at, I had to turn around and run the other way. I said, no way. You know, I had to have help checking email. I had no, and you see, I mean, you see I'm doing so many different things right now because I'm still trying to figure out, how do I do this again? You know, but like I said, that's praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Tom, I'm always intrigued by your story, and I want you to share, for those that may not have heard it, about the night you died and how that changed your entire trajectory.
Well, that was a pretty amazing time, and I will say that it was scary, of course, you know, because I had a heart attack, my second heart attack. And what happened is that my wife, Mary, at the time had said that, I told her, I said, oh, you better make the call, right? And I always wondered, why did I live in this house? And the reason I came to discover is because it's 3 minutes from the fire station. You know, what a good place to be. And so eventually on the way to the hospital, I had the widowmaker and the vein closed. And before I knew it, man, I was out of the body and I was above the ambulance. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is peaceful up here and I don't have any pain. And that's when God spoke to me. He said, in a deep, masculine, rolling voice, he says, it's only while you are on earth that you can work for Jesus. And back down in the ambulance, they're scrambling around. They got the paddles ready, and they shocked me, and I was back into the body. And everything's happening so fast. It was absolutely amazing, you know, because they said that I had flatlined. So I'm telling you, it's amazing. You know, one instant I'm in the body, and the next I'm in the afterlife. Wow, it was so unbelievable. And, of course, you know, it's transformed my life because you and I got this wonderful relationship now. Amen. You know, and we have the similar desires to be able to reach the people with the gospel and to be able to share Jesus with the world. It's like a burning fire inside of us. And you have wonderfully opened up the door for me to be able to do that around the world with your evangelism radio and through the podcast. And so I have to congratulate you on this because I'll tell you what, you have brought me along for the ride, and thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Tom, you know, I look forward to every time you come on because we say this during the podcast as well. You know, we have an outline of what we're going to talk about. We very rarely ever finish that outline. The Holy Spirit just poof, we'll be off in a direction. But it's so interesting. Folks, you need to go back into the archives, start pulling out some of the things that we talked about. Because Tom, he's definitely got the insight spiritually into things you see happening every day on the news and don't think second thoughts about it. But it's all pointing to one thing, and that's the soon return of Jesus. Amen? Amen? Tom, if someone wanted to reach out to you, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
They can reach me at my email, which is healingthenation1776@gmail.com.
Amen. Amen. Tom, I appreciate your time today, man. And let's give it up for Tom Donnan. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, we're going to jump into another video file here. This is sent to us by a couple major Christian influencers. Their broadcast is on our radio station, evangelismradio.com. If you're anywhere in the world listening right now, either through social media or, you know, however we're you're receiving this message, you can go to evangelismradio.com and hear great Christian teaching from some major ministries that everyone's heard of and several smaller ministries who are up and coming, put it like that. Because our whole mission is to help other ministries get the word out. That's the purpose of the podcast as well. Help get the word out about the work they are doing, not work that Brother Bob's doing. We interview other influencers and authors and all them who are impacting the world with what they are doing. And that's who we lift up in the podcast. That's who we lift up on the radio station as well. Amen? Just go to evangelismradio.com. That's evangelismradio.com. Now, we've been broadcasting Evangelism Radio 24/7 since October of 2010. So it's been rated number one in the world itself by Shoutcast.com on several occasions in the Christian talk genre. So anyway, this next video is sent to us by Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila Giles. They are, like I said, major influencers. They use Evangelism Radio to get the word out about what they're doing. Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila, they have decades of combined experience in ministry and Christian counseling. Apostle Ken started full-time ministry in 1993 as an inner-city missions leader for the Oak Cliff Bible College under Tony Evans. You probably heard of him. He eventually served as the assistant executive director of their nonprofit. He and Pastor Sheila Giles relocated down to the greater Houston area, and they are now leading the Lincoln Bible Church, and they conduct Christian marriage and family counseling certification down there, online and in person. So here's the video. Help me welcome to the program, Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila Giles. There we go.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Apostle Ken Giles. This is my beautiful wife, Pastor Sheila Giles. And we are with Lincoln Bible Church. We have the Kingdom Living broadcast on evangelismradio.com. And we're here to celebrate and congratulate Pastor Thibodeau and the Kingdom Crossroads broadcast on their upcoming 1,000th broadcast and 800th interview. We certainly applaud that and pray God's very best as you all continue to faithfully serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
Amen.
And Pastor Sheila, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, another video. Now, before I do this, I have to remind you once more, go down in the comment section and put in hashtag KCR1000 because we're almost to the point where we're going to do the drawing. Okay, go down in the comment section, hashtag KCR1000 because we're getting ready to draw for this free studio microphone we're going to send out. All right. Now, before we do this, before we play this next video, I want to play this. It was sent in by a friend of our ministry. He's been on our podcast several times. And if you want to hear about a real, true life, Indiana Jones / James Bond style of life, that type of story, you need to check out Stan Dale. Now, Stan Dale is an author, a researcher, a special friend of Pastor Bob. I mean, we just have a great relationship. And he has a unique background. He's held an above top secret clearance, security clearance. He's worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive, what they call a black project, back in the 1970s. It was headed by Dr. Edward Teller. And if you don't know who Edward Teller is, you need to research it because you need to listen to our interviews to find out. Okay, it's amazing. Anyway, here is Stan Dale.
Hello, I'm Stan Deo, that's D-E-Y-O. My website is standeo.com, that's S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com. And my email is at the bottom of the home page. Now, Bob, I want to congratulate you on this, the 1,000th episode of your podcast. That's quite an achievement. You've asked me to be a guest on your podcast several times since about February of 2017, as I recall. And we've had some stimulating discussions on the Garden of Eden and the physical events that caused the Great Flood and many other topics as well that relate to Bible history and prophecy. Now, I consider myself privileged to be among such prominent guests of yours like Pete Hegseth of Fox News and Tom Donen and Dr. Richard Ruling, Dr. David Reagan, he's a fellow Texan as well, and Bill Jenkins and many others in the evangelical community that have appeared on your show. I encourage you to continue this podcast so that many more souls might be saved for Yeshua our Lord in these last days when evil engulfs the world. Congratulations again, Bob. See ya.
Praise the Lord. If you want more information on Stan, go to standeyo.com. standeyo.com. Amen. This last video I want to share with you was sent in by a good friend of mine, Pastor Steve Castle of the Beloved Church in Lena, Illinois. Now, Pastor Steve and his wife, Kate and I, we all attended the same Bible school, Jerry Savelle's Bible Institute and School of World Evangelism, back in the late 1990s. I think it was 98, 99. Like I said, Dr. Jerry Savelle's, it was a physical campus location back then. They've since gone virtual. But back then, we were there sitting in the chairs every single day. And Pastor Steve is a great friend, and he sent in this video. Let's give it up for Pastor Steve.
Hello, Robert, dear friend. I am so honored that you have hit this amazing milestone, 1,000 podcasts, which shows your diligence to the kingdom and to the heart of Jesus Christ. So this is Pastor Steve Castle of Beloved Church in Illinois, and also Steve Castle, the president and founder of Steve Castle Ministries. And I cannot tell you of all the folks that I know how much of an honor it is for me to know you, to love you, and to appreciate you. I pray that all the folks that are a part of Kingdom Crossroads podcast can experience the joy and the honor that I do of knowing you from a kingdom perspective, but also knowing you as a friend. So I pray that that everything goes swimmingly and that you are surrounded by blessings and the favor of God as he highlights and exalts you in due time as you humble yourself under his mighty hand. Again, thank you for letting me be a part of your life and your journey. And I'm looking forward to decades of fun things together, me and you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
My good friend. Amen. Well, to get in touch with Steve Castle, go to www.belovedchurch.com. That's belovedchurch.com. Okay, it's that time. Desiree, are you ready to announce who the winner of the free studio microphone is? Are you there?
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yep, we hear you now. I awesome. Forgot I had to click the button. You know,
yeah, I know.
Details that I'm helps. Learning here.
And before we announce the winner, I just personally want to congratulate you, Pastor Bob, on your 1,000th episode. I just think that it is so amazing. And, you know, it's just such a landmark, such a milestone moment, as you've talked about and as all your other guests have congratulated you on. We know how challenging it can be to get to 1,000 episodes. So many people Amen. Start a podcast, pause it, quit it. And so I think it's amazing. And being able to work with you and just see how many lives that you are changing through what you're doing with podcasting and interviewing, I just think it's amazing. So I just wanted to say personally, congratulations to you, Pastor Bob.
Amen. I appreciate that. All right. I guess I got to do my fingers for the drum roll.
Yeah, I guess.
Who's
All right. So the magnificent winner who's going to get the studio microphone is Howard from Georgia. Howard from Georgia, we see you on YouTube. We saw you enter the hashtag. So you are our lucky winner today. We will reach out to you. Please share your social media handle on the comments section on YouTube. So if you can share your Instagram handle or your Facebook contact information, we will reach out to you because we want to be able to follow up with you directly, get your email address so that we can make sure that we can get all of this sent out and mailed to you. Also, you can make sure, we want to triple check and make sure that we're able to get in touch with you. You can reach out to Pastor Bob directly at bob@podcastersforchrist.com. Amen. So we will follow up with you. Howard from Georgia.
Let's
congratulations.
Hear for Howard from Georgia. Social media platform, YouTube, whatever it was, you know, be sure you reach out so that Desiree can get your contact information. You can email me at bob@podcastersforchrist.com. I'll give her the information as well. We want to get this out to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, folks, that is going to wrap up our 1,000th interview. Praise the Lord. 1,000th episode, I should say. We've interviewed a lot of people today. It's just not the 1,000th interview. But we've had a lot of people, a lot of guests on. And I've had a great time sharing this momentous occasion with all of you. Okay, I want to recognize again those that have put in a lot of hours behind the scene. Okay, Desiree, Brooke, Damasi. You know, without you guys, none of this would have happened today at all. So I personally want to thank you. Let's give it up for Desiree Reed, Damasi Thomas, and Brooke Strauss-Dolby. Amen. All right. Well, it is that time where it's time to say goodbye. But this is not the end. This is the beginning of the next celebration. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank each and every guest that has blessed us today. Not only coming on live today, but for each and every interview over the last 1,000 episodes and the next 1,000 as well. Get in touch with Desiree if you need marketing assistance at 5secondstoimpress.com. I want to thank all our guests, Mark Asquith, Sean Mize, Super Joe Pardo, Pastor Mike Hall, Tom Donnan, Aaron Walker, Don Brightman, Dorothy Graham O'Dell, Apostle Ken and Pastor Sheila Giles, Ann Dale, and Pastor Steve Castle. That's all the time we have for today. For myself and all of our team, I want to remind you, be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.